welcome back to the show, Evan Bray. Great to have you here. By the way, thanks to the people that were weighing in on the text line with regard to how the hunt is rolling out here this fall with regard to elk, with regard to antlerless elk, which was part of the conversation I just had with Daryl Crabb from the Saskatchewan Wildlife Federation. This will be a good talk topic. We should open up lines for this, carve out some time, bring in, I'd love to get someone from the province, whether it's Travis Kiesig, Minister of Environment, or someone that could talk about some of the thought process that went into the decisions that have been made with regard to this. And this has got to do with finding a way to deal with an elk population in parts of the province that have been problematic. So that's why the province did it. The Saskatchewan Wildlife Federation frustrated with the lack of consultation that happened. And clearly hunters have an opinion as well, because we've been getting a number of texts that have come in there. So let's do that. I'll chat with Libby and we'll find time here if we can get a rep from the province to come on the show and then maybe open up the phone lines and just get some thoughts from hunters, from landowners in the province on how big the problem is and maybe what some of the steps could be that we could dig into it. Well, I actually want to lighten things up a little bit. We've talked over the last couple of days. We've had a lot of different topics of conversation, whether it's trade, whether it's peace in the Middle East. We've had great guests. We've talked about a variety of things. I want to talk sports for just a second because, I mean, let's not forget, we've got some exciting stuff going on, including last night.
Got him! Jeff Hoffman strikes out Cody Bellinger, and the Blue Jays have done it. They have knocked off the New York Yankees. They have won their first playoff series since 2016, and they are going to the American League Championship Series.
Did you see after the game, of course, the celebration is happening in the Blue Jays locker room. Vladdy was doing a like a video communication with David Ortiz, who was on a panel with Derek Jeter and Alex Rodriguez. So, of course, Jeter, Rodriguez, former New York Yankees. You can imagine which way their frowns were facing last night as a result of the Yankees' loss. But David Ortiz was, not only was he having fun with that, but so was Vladdy as they were talking. You remember the famous David Ortiz, Yankees lose? Well, that was in fine form last night.
Let's do it again. The Yankees lose.
He just kept saying, "Let's do it again. Let's do it again." The Yankees lose. It was funny. It was funny to see Jeter and Rodriguez and how they were reacting to that. But obviously, this is exciting news. The Blue Jays are moving on with that win, meaning that they will be now going to the American League finals, division final for conference final, I should say. They will either be playing Seattle or Detroit. That game is, or that series is going to be determined on Friday evening. It's tied at 2 right now. And then the series with the Jays will start up on Sunday, which is bringing me to what I wanted to talk about. This is, some are saying Christmas has come early for sports lovers. The success of the Jays and the excitement of the World Series in the near future. NHL season fired up. NFL is in full swing. The Saskatchewan Roughriders leading the league, pushing for the Grey Cup. It is a cornucopia of athletics for fanatics, that's for sure. So where does that leave things in your house? Have you got someone in your house? And I'm not gonna label who it is. It could be, I mean, I could say, is your husband, your spouse, someone who likes to sit? But I know I have a ton of female friends and former colleagues that I used to work with at the police service that are big into the NFL. So it's not just a male-female thing. It really comes down to, are you psyched up? Are you parked in front of the TV more often, for more hours? Are you consuming more hours of TV time now than ever before? And by the way, we could throw into that fantasy drafts. I know people that are in multiple fantasy drafts or involved in playoff drafts involved in regular season NHL drafts. I just filled out two of those myself in the last week. So is sports taking over someone's life in your house? And what does that mean to you? You good with it? I mean, I know some people that are like, woohoo, I got some free time. Others, yeah, this means that it's painful to even try and have a conversation. I got a text earlier from Diane that said, my husband is an absolute sports freak. And he told me at the start of NFL season, I look forward to seeing you in Mexico. They're going to Mexico, by the way, after the Super Bowl in February. 1-877-332-8255. Lines are open. I'm just curious to know. This is the time of year where the sports are overlapping like crazy. So if you like all sports or you like certain sports, it could take over your life. There's no doubt about it. Especially certain days of the week. Although NFL football now, it used to be more of just a Sunday or a weekend thing, but now with Monday night and Thursday night, and I mean, it's spread out more. Some would say that's good. Some would say, yeah, that takes up now the whole week, not just a portion of the weekend. 1-877-332-8255. Got another text here, this one from Janet saying, Evan, it's actually the best time of the year for our family because we all love sports. So we are all enthusiastic about sitting down, especially playoff time. We're not big baseball fans, but I can tell you we're pumped up about the Jays, and we've been sitting down and watching Jays games as a family. 1-877-332-8255. Love to hear from you. What's it like for you? Have you become a spouse of someone who you basically don't see them until the end of one of these sports seasons draws to a close? Do you dread fall and the sports that come with that, trying to get attention? Or is this a highlight in your house? 1-877-332-8255. Yeah, I got a nice text here saying, you know what? With everything going on in the world right now, honestly, sports are a nice distraction. Isn't that the truth? That's a great statement. I think that all the time. I actually jokingly think that when I listen to the Green Zone. Because, of course, I will have just spent 4 hours on this program and, you know, you finish the show and sometimes your head's spinning. You're thinking about Hamas and Israel, Russia, Ukraine, trade wars, cost of living, all of these challenges. And then I listen to the Green Zone and I think, this is refreshing. Yet, you know, you're talking about hockey, you're talking about whatever, sports. So I agree. Good distraction for sure. 1-877-332-8255. Here's a text from Steve. He says, it's called the sports equinox. It begins when the basketball hockey starts right until the end of the World Series. All four major North American sports are in play. 1-877-332-8255. You like this time of year? Is this Christmas come early for sports lovers? Of all of the sports, hockey's mine. The Islanders, by the way, play tonight, their first game of the regular season tonight against Pittsburgh. But I was curious about that Oilers game last night against the Flames. Tough loss for the Oilers. Flames pull out. What did they go to, a shootout last night? 4-3 was the final, I think, was the final there. 1-877-332-8255. And we haven't even talked about the Riders recently. We've been focused so much on the Jays. Big game for the Riders. They can finish in first in the West Division with a win Friday against the Argos. And keep in mind, the Argos are starting their backup to their backup quarterback. So, you know, you don't want to get ahead of yourself on that. But a lot of people going, you know what? There should be a good opportunity here for the Riders to notch another win. Again, don't get ahead of yourself, but the Riders and the Argos kickoff is 7 o'clock tomorrow night. The Green Zone pregame show begins at 5, and we will bring you green and white prognostications on the show tomorrow at noon. 1-877-332-8255. Dave in West Kelowna Well, as a sports journalist, I didn't even realize it was Thanksgiving weekend. Go Riders, go Oilers. What? How much do I love this season? Thank you so much for that, Dave. Another text here from Jeff in Saskatoon. I have a friend that is so into his sports, he had a 98-inch TV and two 75-inch TVs installed in his basement. It's like you're in a sports lounge the whole time. I got a couple of buddies that have two TVs that they keep going. One, of course, the sound down on, and they keep an eye on it while they're watching the other. Ian in Saskatoon, I know you're a sports fan, Ian. You like to give me a rough time about my Islanders, but you're a sports fan. You must love this time of year.
Actually, I really, really do. But it's caused a bit of a dilemma because I'm a Bruins fan. My wife's a Calgary fan, and our son is a Chicago fan.
Oh, boy.
But his favorite player is Jonathan Toews.
This gets more complicated as you wind it out, Ian.
Well, yeah. So now the fight is on over around... Okay, so my wife and I would like to go see Boston, Calgary, and Calgary. But our son, now that Toews is playing in Winnipeg, he wants to go see Chicago against Winnipeg.
Yeah.
And we're only going to choose one, so we're fighting over it.
Yeah, that is good. I mean, that's a whole other aspect to it, is if the whole family's into sports, but they cheer for different teams, I mean, I would argue that probably adds to the fun of it, Ian.
Oh, yeah. And don't get me wrong. I don't mind the Islanders. They had some great, great teams.
Well, I have to ask,
did you manage to get that Brian Trottier card?
Yes. I got. That's right. I'm going to say I added it to my collection because I do have a number of Trottier cards, including rookies. But having him in studio, Ian, you can imagine last Wednesday, that was a pretty big highlight for me.
Yeah, I'd be smiling. I was in Regina. I got Gordie Howe's autograph with my son back a long time ago. He was doing the Canada Post thing, and I was beaming from ear to ear.
Well, it's a pretty cool thing, that's for sure. I appreciate the call. Thanks so much, Ian. 1-877-332-8255. Okay, let's take a break. We'll come back, finish up. Lots of texts coming in. Christmas time for sports lovers with everything going on. Does it cause problems in your house, or is this the time where the family comes together to enjoy sports? We'll get to some of your thoughts on the text line when we come back here on 650 CKOM and 980 CJME. The show, Evan Bray, great to have you here. This is a funny conversation. You know, we're talking about the fact that right now, I use the word cornucopia of athletics and sports going on right now with, of course, we're getting closer to the World Series and the Jays this year making it so exciting. There are so many people that I've talked to that said, I don't follow baseball, but I'm all in on the Jays. So baseball, catching people's attention. The CFL, we're getting closer to the Grey Cup. The Riders have had a season to end all seasons. I'm not going to say it. I'm not going to predict it because I don't want to spook anyone. But this is the year for the Riders. Taking on the Argos on tomorrow night, and a win tomorrow night would give the Riders a first place finish in the West. So yeah, you've got baseball, you've got the CFL, NFL, of course, in full swing. The NHL regular season started up last night, which means for people who have a sports fanatic in their life, you maybe don't see that much of them because they're plunked down in front of the TV. And I'm asking you, how does that play out in your house? Is it one of those, you know what, this is, we kind of have a mutual understanding. This is our alone time. So this is where, or does it bring your family together? I've had a number of people suggest that this is the opportunity for family to sit down and get really into, for example, the Jay series. Just chatting with Adam here, who works with me at the station behind the glass. Adam is a pretty even keel guy. Like, it's pretty hard to get him excited, but I had him worked up in the break there talking about the Jays. He's pumped up about these Jays, and lots of people on the text line as well. Here I got a text from Pat in St. Walburg saying, yeah, Evan, I'm one of those guys. He sends me a picture. He's got three TVs up in, it actually looks like It looks like, and I'm just assessing the picture, he's got like a little man cave built in his garage. Like it's on an upper level, it looks like, of his garage, but he's got three TVs up. One of them in this picture is playing the Jays and the Yankees. One of them is playing Los Angeles and the Phillies. And then one of them, those are the two ball games. And then the other one has got, it looks like, Montreal and Toronto hockey game on. He's built his own sports center right inside of his garage. I like that. Thanks so much for sharing with us, Pat from St. Walberg. Cherney and Regina said, you know what, Evan? These are the games that the Riders lose for some friggin' reason. I don't know, but they don't know how to get up for these games. I hope you're wrong, Cherney. I hope the Riders pull out the victory tomorrow night. From on paper, they should. They're number one in the league, and as I said, the Argos are having to play their backup to their backup quarterback to start the game. Tom and Dundurn says, Evan, I'm a sports fan, but I haven't turned my TV on for 3 years. I prefer the radio. Well, I like that, Tom. I appreciate that. So does the Green Zone, who have their pregame and postgame show, of course, after each Rider game. So you can catch the Green Zone tomorrow at 5 o'clock for their pregame show. Cal, who regularly joins us from Oxbow, said, hey, Evan, try not to be glued to the TV right now when the weather is so beautiful outside. I do like to spend time watching the Blue Jays. Now they're in the playoffs. And when it's cold, I'll be in front of the TV watching hockey, football, and, of course, local senior hockey as well. My husband loves football and is all in on his fantasy team. I got to spend my birthday date this year watching football. Insert rolling eye emoji here. Why does it have to be so many nights a week? Signed by the wife avoiding the living room. Let's end the conversation. Kayla, thank you for the text. End the conversation there. You're listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.